while ago if you would ask me what I watched at my bedtime. So I probably wouldn't tell you what was really on my mind. But lately I've been thinking of a reason I should hide. If I am in this dimension, it were painful when it feels so good inside. Why can't I mention Fluttershy and her timid loving mind? How she can be herself near animals and shies away from her own kind. Why can't I mention Pinkie Pie and the way she kind of acts a bit like me sometimes? See, I do hate it that I like My Little Pony. Not anymore. I'm proud to be a Brony.
Your faithful student, Twilight Sparkle.
Can you explode twice?
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
I don't want to talk about it.
They tried to make me feel embarrassed, but their attempts have been in vain. To say that I'm the one with problems, they're the ones who are insane. For those who watch but won't admit it, well, you shouldn't be like that, cause you could be 20% cooler. 10 seconds flat. Why don't you mention Rainbow Dash and her acrobatic skill? How she will try her hoop at anything just to get a little thrill. Why don't you mention Applejack and talk about her southern style, power of will? See, you don't have to faint that you hate My Little Pony.
Shout it out.
I'm proud to be a brony.
I used to wonder what friendship could be. My Little Pony, do you all share its magic with me?
So I'm gonna mention Rarity and how she's also ladylike. But even though she's prim and proper, she could make it in a fight. And I'm gonna mention Twilight, though she's kind of naughty. Boast of power tucked away, could take an Ursa any day. So how about you? Would you do what I do or be phony? Asking you now. Are you proud to be a Brony?